For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A science story, huh?
He's NYU scientist.
I felt right.
I was so
and I just
happy.
Thought, well,
I had figured it out.
It was that golden moment.
Because science was on my side.
Hey everyone, I'm Ben Lilley, and welcome to The Story Collider, where we bring you true personal stories about science. We have some shows coming up in San Francisco at the Rickshaw Stop October 26th, and October 19th we'll be at the Society for Neuroscience Conference in Chicago. StoryCollider.org for more info. This week's story is from Tepe Katori. It was recorded in March 2015 at the Book Club in London.
I'm from Japan, I'm Asian. So because today my story is largely based on my experience in my PhD in America. I was in Chicago last 12 years on my PhD, and then I worked in 5 years, and finally I end up here. So I came from Japan to America, and you know, finally came to UK. So that's what my story is about. I was in Japan. I'm a pretty okay person. It's not that cool, that's my point. And Japan is it's a very modern country, you know. It's like all crazy shit. They mix like new laundromat every month. Like spinning a little bit faster, or like water is coming out like 6 directions. I mean, I don't get it, but people like this shit. So it's really cool in general. It's very unique. But on the other side, it's too unique. Somehow it's so too different. And because of it's too different, that's kind of cool. But on the other hand, that makes a little bit isolated from the rest of the world. And that's a bit of sad things. So yeah, I was a student. I graduated university and I wanna go PhD. And I talked to my uncle. My uncle is super cool guy. I mean, he's maybe dirtier than this dirtiest protest professor, but he's cool. And things he said always, you know, affect my life. And he said, yeah, Tepe, I think you have to go to America. And I was like, okay. So I applied university, and I applied all the famous ones, because I don't know any university, so I applied all the famous things, like MIT, Harvard. I was rejected, all of them. But some reason, I was accepted at the Indiana University, which is located in the state of Indiana. It's Midwest. That's good. So I decided to go it. I arrived America. Oh, the another thing is, so I'm from Japan. It's a modern country, so we study English. And 8 years is mandatory. Every single person in Japan study English 8 years. 3 years junior high school, 3 years high school, and 2 years in the university. And no one fucking speak English single word. My nice story is, yeah, my English teacher doesn't speak English. So, I mean, there's no hope for me to speak, right? So, but I was accepted. So I flew to America with my suitcase without any place to stay, because I couldn't book any place because I don't speak English, right? And back then, there's no online booking system, so you have to call it. I tried, actually, and there's no way to communicate. So I flew anyway, with my one-way ticket, of course, right? My book and, you know, everything, no place to stay, so I went directly my supervisor's office, because that's the only place I know. And he was shocked, obviously. My supervisor at Indiana University is a It's another authentic American, like authentic white dude. He's born in Indiana. He got a PhD at the University of Illinois and worked a little bit as a press, but came back to Indiana. So basically, Indiana and Illinois, the state next to each other in the lake. You know that lake, right? I mean, Boston and New York and California and something. It's a, it's a really something area. But I was accepted, so it's cool. So I went, yeah, and no place to stay. And I saw my supervisor, and he was shocked. And but once you see it, you can kind of communicate, like, right? So he discovered I have no place to stay, and he booked a dormitory for me. And my my life started. So I started my PhD. It was really interesting because. I mean, America, like, you know, never been, right? So it's very exciting. Things are so new. But like, quickly, I found I was really sad because of this interaction and the cultural difference, mainly. Like, for example, in Japan, laboratory or company, they're family. They're like a mafia, you know? So they eat together, they have a fun together, and everything together. But in America, people have a private. And I didn't get it. What does the private mean? So I work laboratory, right? And all friends and everything. And, you know, Tepe, see you. Like 5 p.m. And I was like, bye, see you tomorrow. Like, I mean, what am I going to do? It's like 5 p.m. I mean, I have another 9 hours. I mean, just stay here 9 hours, just myself. Like, what I got to eat? I mean, just myself? It's kind of sad. And I just realized, yeah, I don't have anything to share. The problem is, I'm from Japan, that's the first side. But so Japan is actually bigger than you think, because people think it's small. The reason you think it's small is because you are comparing my country with fucking China. Right? It's big. We know that. Or America. Both big country, big land, and so many population. So you think Japan is small. But actually, Japan has a twice more population than this country. You don't think this way. But actually, the country is also bigger. The land is also twice bigger than the UK. So it's not that small. So there are a variety of people. Some people like this kind of thing. Some people like this. And in general, I say kind of stupid way, but Western culture is not very typical. So what I say Western mean, yeah, anything from Europe or America, basically. And only like cool kids, like my sister, into Western music. And I think that's the reason, because my sister liked it. That's why I hate it. So I wasn't a cool kid. So basically, I have a zero knowledge for anything from Western world. Maybe some people went to Japan, so it's a modern country, but if you go to Japan walking around, you still see this kind of funny, strange things. Like, we still have a lot of Western restaurants. And if you walk in a Western restaurant, you can order Western food, like pizza. Is there a menu, and there's a pizza. It doesn't matter which pizza or anything, just pizza. And you get pizza, or spaghetti. Or curry, you know. And if you go to the grocery store, there's a product. It's called cheese. So that's it's kind of cool, right? If you're from outside, it's kind of cool, and you can take picture, you know, wash your ass in the toilet, you know, that's all amazing. But it's a kind of how different it is. So yeah, so I have no understanding for any Western culture. And I found it a problem. So I decided, and also, I'm not that smart because I was rejected by our university, but I'm not that stupid because I'm studying PhD for particle physics, right? So I found it a problem, so I have to solve. So I went to a shop to buy all CDs I know the name, like Sex Pistols, Britney Spears, Beatles, Beyoncé, Led Zeppelin. For me, it's all the same, because I heard about the name, but I have no idea what they are. But I just bought all CD and listened, you know, because I have a kind of imagination, because I never really interacted. I was in, you know, Indiana, Bloomington, three years, you know, for PhD, but I had no interaction with some general people, so I have no idea what they're doing after 5 p.m. So it's my own imagination. Maybe they're listening to this kind of music and dancing together, you know. So another important thing I forget. I didn't drink. Back then, I didn't drink. Which is kind of crazy, I think, now. But I wasn't. So, yeah, it's so basically, I was sad. So I was Japanese, so I work really hard, right? I'm really, like, after 5 p.m., I stay in laboratory until 2 a.m. every day. And, you know, 2 a.m. is usually the time most of the pub close in America. And if you go back, you know, by bicycle or car, and you see so many people just came out from the pub and chatting, and like, oh, they look so fun. I mean, I don't know what they're talking about, you know, but maybe they're talking about Led Zeppelin or, you know, Britney Spears or I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, I was just watching from the side and like this. And so that's like how I am. It was once in Indiana, Bloomington. But same time, you know, I'm practicing to be a cool kid. And like I said, my country, only cool kids listen to this music. So I feel like I'm really, you know, I'm really cool, like. Then after 3 years, so I was in Indiana 3 years, then I'm doing my research, but my experiment is at the Fermi Lab, which is near the Chicago. So it's a kind of transition for me, and it's a time for me really focusing on my research. So my supervisor said, yeah, you have to live in Chicago so that, you know, you can work at Fermi Lab, and yes, I moved. So that's a kind of big transition for me. And also another transition is because, yeah, I practiced 3 years, so I'm getting more familiar with people. But the first step, I was there, and same way, you know. I was living there, working there, just, you know, doing nothing special. Then one day, I was just walking the street. And then the guy spoke to me, hey. I was really happy, actually, because no one speaks to me, right? And like, hey, I saw you. You just came out from the house, isn't it? And like, yeah, I live there. Like, hey, I live here too. Hey, I'm Mark. Oh, I'm Tepe. And like, that's how I met Mark, which is still my best friend. I never met anybody in this way. Actually, that's another cultural thing, but people only talk, you know, in the school or company, and, you know, you go together for the pub in Japan, but you don't really meet people. That's a very unusual thing. And I was a bit surprised, but on the other hand, I was really happy, actually. And through the Mark and all his friends, I'm getting more and more in this culture. The first, my big step was I went to pub. So pub is a kind of center of... okay, let me say another stupid word, but it's a center of a kind of a white people's culture. We have a pub in Japan, but it's very different style. Some people knew them, but yeah, I never been in a pub, and it was the first time, and I mean, it's okay. It's nothing really special, right? But if you don't know, like me, you know, you only know the person came out really happy talking in the 2 a.m. It's a really special place, and like... And I went to his Mark and his friends, like, yeah, it's fine, you know, dancing like this. And I had a flatmate, and she's also an awesome person. So we went out, you know. So I'm starting to getting this culture. And I was a much more happy person that time. My work is also great. So I worked in the Fermi Lab. It was actually a combination of my kind of Japanese things and these new things. Because I still work... so I worked in Fermi Lab, but I slept in my office from Monday to Friday. So I only go home on the weekend. Monday to Friday, I have all the food and clothes and there's a shower. I sleep in my office. I mean, no problem for me. I cannot do this anymore. But back then, I was young. So you can stay, and the weekend, you know, I go home, and then there's the friends, you know, hang around. And so that was, I have to say, it's the best time in my life. After London. I met lots of new people. I met a band. So I joined the band. By the way, I never played any music before. But they're fun. I just spoke them. And hey, cool. And, you know. And I joined. Hey, you cool, you know. And joined. And we have a tour in the America, whole country. Then there's another of my new things. Was camping. Because I never camped in my life. Especially, it's not just a camping. It's a camping of a music festival, which I never been either. So I did two new things, music festival and camping. That was a really cool experience. Actually, that wasn't quite right. That's what they said, because we are musicians and we are like staying in a VIP area. So there's a whole food and all drink and swimming pool. And my friend said, "Oh, Tepe, yeah, I know it's your first camping, but this is not really true." But oh, that's cool. But like, I still connected this band. It's called Environmental Encroachment from Chicago, and we still tour together when I go home. So I have a band, my friends, and I worked in a Fairy Meetup, and things are getting better and better. Sometimes I go back to Indiana because my supervisor is in Bloomington, Indiana, Bloomington. And yeah, now I can go to the pub just myself and just talk with, you know, the people. I used to be really cool. It's just douchebags. But hey, like that, hey, you know. Oh, so easy. And it's just, it's unbelievable how difficult it was. And if I think now, yeah, it's all practice, because it was difficult in the back then, but it's getting easy just because I practice. I want to be like this, and I try to be, and I got it. So it's a kind of stupid thing, but once you engaged, you know, there's a consequence. So yeah, now I can meet anybody, any place. I don't have to be ashamed. And, you know, if I see girl in the pub, I was like, like my usual douche move. Oh, yeah. Or like man dance. Some people call man dance, you know. And like, talk with a girl, you know, cute girl, say hi. And we have a tour with my band. And then one night, I remember, we had some parade in some the art festival in Chicago. Yeah, it was Chicago. And there's an after party, and, you know, and we played the music in this after party too. And then I found the cute girl, you know, and then I say, "Hi, how are you?" And that is my wife now over there. Thank you.
That was Tepe Katori. Tepe is an experimental particle physicist and a lecturer at Queen Mary University of London. His major interest is neutrino physics, especially neutrino interaction measurements on nuclear targets and tests of space-time symmetry with neutrinos. He is native Japanese and went to Indiana University for his PhD, then worked as an MIT scientist at Fermilab near Chicago, USA. The Story Collider is produced by me, Brian Wecht, Aaron Barker, Ari Daniel, Christine Gentry, Skylar Baer, and Liz Neely. The podcast is produced by Rose Eveleth. Additional help from Brooke Williams, Lena Groger, and Justin D'Ambrosio. The theme music is by Ghost. Special thanks to Littlefield for hosting the show, and to Culture for being complicated. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.